What is the final aim of this particular channel? I wanted to leave a message to all the school counselors, psychologists, people who are actually working with humanity on that level of educating them about their personality traits, about their relationships, and so on. Because I know counselors who are just using the mainstream psychology. Does the mainstream psychology have value? Absolutely, yes. Does the Myers-Briggs type indicator, MBTI, has value? Absolutely, yes. Does NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, does it have value in counseling? Absolutely. Is there a bridge between nakshatras and the Jyotish system, and does it provide a deeper lens into the psychological signatures of people? Yes. And I've covered this in the playlist here, in this channel. You can investigate if you want. There is definitely a bridge, and I'm trying to build a bridge. My target audience here is the future astrologers, the future Jyotish who will look at this science, use this for its validity, use it for its depth and width of scope of how you can use this science, bridge it with the psychological aspects, whatever you have worked with, the DSM-5, for example, and whatever research has been done in that, for example, bridge it with this and see if it makes a deeper sense. See if you can help people come out of their phobias or their fears or their tendencies, their OCD, their autism, that this and that, whatever the issues are, right? You're working up front with the humanity in all this. So the target audience for me, personally speaking, is those future counselors. My target is to build an audience of future counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, whoever they are in this field, who will use this for practical purposes. Therefore, I am building a bridge which bridges all of these together. And if you're broad-minded enough, if you want to investigate enough, that I want to leave enough content here for you to kickstart this path. Of course, there is lots of things you can investigate. There are lots of types of counselors, isn't it? Lots of types of psychiatrists. But you have to have a broad mind. You have to go beyond the pop Jyotish, popular Jyotish out there, where everything is bad, evil, wrong, and your karma. That's just BS. There's just way too much drama and way too much misinformation. This is my personal opinion. But I want to build it here from a point of neutrality, taking tradition and yet blending it with modern psychology.